Welcome to the Partnership Path in Real Life. Ever felt the gap between theory and reality? We're here to bridge that. Dive into real stories, real challenges, and real successes from professionals just like you in the partner and channel management world. Each episode is a journey, a lesson from those who've walked the partnership path, faced the challenges, and reaped the rewards. Whether you're a seasoned partner manager or just starting your journey, this is where theory meets practice. Ready to see the real side of partnership? Let's get started.
Well, hey, Garrett, welcome to the podcast. It's very nice to meet you, and I'm excited to hear what you've got to say today on the podcast. But before we get there, let's give you a chance to introduce yourself to our listeners. Tell us a little bit about what you do, and most importantly, how long have you been working with partners?
Thanks, John. It's great to be here. I'm super honored to be able to share. I work as a partner manager for a company called Infor. I've been working specifically with partners for just about 3 years. I have worked with partners in some other capacities, but as a channel partnership relationship manager for about 3 years. So, yeah.
What was your background prior to working with partners? What were you doing?
So I've led sales teams. I carried a bag for 10 years, and then I've led sales teams in a couple capacities. Yep.
Yeah, that's great. I always think that some of the best partner kinds of people are people who've carried a bag in the past, who kind of get that side of the business, and then they get here into partners and realize this is a whole nother level of complexity when you're working with partners. I won't say it's harder or easier, but man, there's a different level of complexity in working with partners than doing a direct sales job.
Absolutely. Yeah, I always liken it to leveling up in chess. If you play chess, when you first start playing chess, there's still all the same moves. But when you're carrying a bag, it's like your first couple years playing chess. And as you level up, that's where managing partners and partnerships is a whole nother level of play.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. I like that. All right. Well, listen, the whole purpose of this particular episode is to get some of your reactions to the episode on partnership alignment, on being able to identify alignment, or maybe more appropriately, identify misalignment, and then trying to get things back in. So let's just start with, when you listen to that episode, you know, what struck you? What are the things that really stood out for you or resonated for you in that episode on alignment?
So there were a couple things. First and foremost, that we all need to know that no partnership is ever going to be perfect. I think you said that towards the end of the podcast. And it just hit me as someone who's pretty fresh into this to go, oh, take a deep breath. Okay, it's not going to be perfect. Let's keep working on it. Let's get better increasingly at this, incrementally at this. So that was the first one. The second piece was just the competitive nature of partners with multiple partnerships and starting to understand and peel back those layers to know that, hey, their partner managers are going after your partnership, trying to get more mind share, and we should too.
Yeah. So true. The competitive nature of partnering is, I think, something that often gets overlooked, right? Especially for you guys at Infor. I think you've got a lot of partners that are very dedicated and very loyal to you, but that doesn't mean that they're not evaluating other options, right? There's still some options out there that people are looking at. Well, part of what we want to do here is get really pragmatic. So tell me a little bit about how you approach that alignment topic, how you approach sort of figuring out what partnerships are working or what in a partnership is working and what's not. And, you know, what are some pragmatic things you have for us on that?
Yeah, so I look at it from a couple of different ways. Obviously, there's the execution piece. But before we even get to that, I look at communication and I use a couple measures, right? How often are we communicating and who are we communicating with and what are we communicating about? So those are the three things that help me identify alignment within my partnerships is, listen, am I talking to the right people? Am I talking to them enough? Am I staying in front of them? And are we talking about the right things? And if it's filled with fluff and how's the weather, and we're not talking strategy, tactical execution, then they're just kind of giving me the Heisman a little bit.
I like that. So give me a little bit more. You know, if I'm listening to this, I hear that and I say, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I like that. Communication is a really good place to start. I got those kind of three key questions. For you in the partnerships that you manage, like how often do you take a step back to try and evaluate that? Do you document it in any way? Like what's your process in trying to do that?
Question. So I check on it once every quarter. So when I go through at the end of each quarter and I'm looking at, hey, how did we do? Where are we at year to date? One of the columns that I have in the way that I track personally is how are we doing with communication? And there's multiple people involved in the partnership. I don't need to talk to the CEO of the company every single week, but I should touch base with him at least once a month or once a quarter, depending on my engagement strategy. Now, a VP of sales or a sales rep or a sales manager, I'm going to talk to you more often. And so depending on the engagement strategy, if I'm going to maintain, I'm probably going to talk to the sales manager once every couple of weeks. If I'm in a grow and invest, I'm going to talk to them weekly, maybe even multiple times a week. And so I've put together a little table in Excel, surprise, surprise, to monitor that for myself. And it helps me. I've used some of the other things from your channel management, the plus one, the minus one, on communication for managing those relationships.
Yeah, that's great. So that's super helpful. And even though we laugh about the putting it in Excel, like it's such an important thing that that you figure out your own system, right? What's the system that I can use to keep myself accountable to checking in on this, right? Alignment's one of those things that it doesn't usually happen overnight, right? It's a slipping, a sliding where things kind of feel a little off and but they're okay, and then they're a little more off, and then they're a little off, and then they're way, way off. But that happens over several months or sometimes even over a year. Having a system like you just described, I think, is super important just to kind of be able to keep yourself honest of where do things stand. Love that. What else? Any other things that come to mind for you about alignment and keeping your partnerships aligned?
Oh, goodness. Well, so I manage a partner portfolio, and two of the partners that I work with have onboarded external or competing solutions in the last year, year and a half. Where I didn't have to worry about a competitive partnership taking mind share from my partners and from the relationship stakeholders that I had, I do now. And so it has changed the way that I approach the partnership, that I approach the relationship. And listening to you and Tony talk about just how partner managers are trying to grab mindshare really caused me to pause and just say, how am I doing that strategically so that Infor wins and so that the Infor partnership is winning and continuing to grow and produce and be fruitful. So,
That I love that. I can hear your sales background coming through in that approach, right? I've always said the best salespeople and I believe the best partner management people are those that are always just a little bit paranoid, right? Always just a little bit worried about, wait, what's happening that I don't know about, or who's coming to eat my lunch today, right? And so we want to have that healthy level of paranoia to make sure that we're maintaining, if not growing, our mind share in each one of those partners. It's super critical. Well, this is super helpful, Garrett. I really appreciate that. Let me just do this one last thing. Let's we try and keep these nice and short. So let me just give you one last opportunity to we've got a lot of people out there that are in a similar situation to you where they've entered the partnering world just in the last few years. And so they're still kind of figuring some things out. Do you have any advice for those people that might, you know, that you might be 6 months or a year ahead of that might accelerate their learning, right? Like something that you would say, you know what, here's something I wished I'd known on day one. What would you give them?
Okay, so I'd give them three things. Number one, okay, we talked about earlier, find your system and track the metrics that matter to your partnership. Number two, get out and meet the key stakeholders in every single partnership that you had. You you heard Tony talk about going to see all of the regional sales managers in the previous podcast here, and how it was that face-to-face interaction that allowed her to uncover the problem that she needed to solve to get back to alignment. Right. So go see your go see your partners and the key stakeholders at your partners. Yep. The third one would be pick up the phone. So often we email or we text, and that's okay. But pick up the phone and get some tonality in your communication. Let them hear your passion for the partnership and for what you're doing, and just talk about life, get to know people beyond business. If you can, some people will push back on it, but the more you engage in real human relationship and dialogue, the better this is going to go.
Yeah. Wow. That's super, super good, Garrett, really on point, right? So figure out your system, make sure you're getting some face-to-face time with those partners, and make sure you're being human, right? We're not a system. AI is not going to be able to take over the partner management world because that human element just doesn't happen. This is still a people business. So absolutely love that. Super on point. Well, Garrett, hey, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time to be on our show with us today. I appreciate your advice, and wish you the best of luck as you keep on with partners, and maybe we can have you back on another episode sometime.
John, I really appreciate it. I'd be open to that. Absolutely. This was super fun. So thank you for everything you do for the partner community and for partner managers everywhere.
Thanks a lot, Garrett. All right. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Thank you for joining us on the Partnership Path in Real Life today. Remember, the real world tests theories and creates leaders. Don't stop here. Subscribe, learn, and grow with us. Let's make every experience count. Until our next real life story.